We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Is it over? Baby, please tell me. Don't just keep me hanging on. That's all I'm asking of you, girl. 'Cause my heart just ain't that strong. All you got to do is tell me. I will gladly step aside. Girl, if the love is gone, won't you please tell me now? It gets harder when you try to hide. Is it over? Baby, please tell me. Don't just keep me hanging on. My heart just ain't that strong. Is it over? Girl, I won't try to hold you. If you found somebody new, I'm gonna wish you the best, girl. 'Cause you know what I'm gonna do. The same thing to you. Oh, I can't feel you when you touch me. No, no. There is no more fire in your kiss. Girl, is it just my imagination, or am I making too much of this? Oh, is it over? Is it over? I've got to know. Is it over? Girl, won't you tell me? Is it over? Is it over?
Rise and shine, Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Here you will find mindful chats, guided meditations, and music to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routines. All right, y'all. Happy New Year. I don't think that I've spoken with you guys since the new year. And so, welcome to 2025, okay? What goals have you created for yourself? Is there anything that you're excited to see, excited to do and experience? What's your story? You know, I want you to reflect on those things. And you know, some say that the new year doesn't actually begin in the wintertime, and they say that it actually begins in the springtime, which makes sense. You know, it's when things begin to bloom, you know, and things begin to warm up again. You know, they say in the wintertime, we're still, like, things are still dead, right? You know, like, there's no flowers blooming, there's no leaves on the trees, you know, so it's apparently a time where we are supposed to be still planting seeds if we want to, right? So I want you guys to think on that, you know, whether you believe it or not, regardless, it's a time for fresh new energy. If you're still, if you feel like you haven't gotten where you wanted to be before the new year came, look, there's still time, okay? For one, time is an illusion, first of all. So you can do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. But it's still another beautiful time to plant more seeds, to continue to reflect on 2024 and the things that you want to do, okay? So I want you to consider that and be even more ready for the springtime, okay? This is Stand Tall by Childish Gambino. Before that, we listened to An Addicted Flip by Iman Omari. And before that, we were listening to Dearest Alfred by Karumbin. Okay, enjoy, guys. So smile when you can. When you can. To feel so far and free. Now these broken souls are all I see. Fists have fallen to our side. We may cry alone. I feel we know where all of this is headed. But my mama said, keep on. Thank you.
stumbled in through you. Blind on the dust, but I feel like I'm into you.
You go, oh, you know how I've been living without you. Daydreaming on a cloud with you like horizon. With you tonight is on an island. Yeah. It's about time we're making up. The times you wasn't with me waking up. Lying if I said I didn't miss your touch. I needed to, I needed to, needed to distance myself from you. Oh, just to know you are the truth. So come close, oh, won't you, won't you? Can I tell you something for what it's worth? With you, heaven is a place on earth, and I will take you there. Just to feel the silence. It's so quiet, but I hear you saying to me, baby. It's about time we're making up. Times you wasn't with me waking up. Lying if I said I didn't miss your touch. I needed to, I needed to, needed to distance myself from you. Oh, just to know you were the truth. So come close, oh, won't you, won't you? Can I tell you something for what it's worth? With you, heaven is a place on earth, and I will take you there. I'll take you, show you something, give you more than words. With you, heaven is a place on earth.
Hey Memphis, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. And I have been playing a little Iman Omari for you guys. Currently, this is Play No Games by Iman Omari. This is from his Higher and Higher Loops tape. Good vibes, okay? Lots of like instrumentals and flips and stuff. It's like great to vibe out to, you know, get into a little meditative state, if you will. And before then, we played Zone by Iman Omari. Great song. Okay, so I have prepared a couple of cards for you guys. I have the self-care deck. So, you know, it's cards that have wonderful prompts and just, you know, suggestions, you know, things that you may want to do or give a try, you know, something that might be helpful for you. So from the self-care deck, the card that came out was the card that says number one, first of all, which I love it. We're in January. We're at the start of the year. And it says abundance planning. Okay. So during this time, this is the best time to do some abundance planning. Okay. So it has like a picture of like a bunch of bills, not like bills to pay, but like dollar bills, you know, $10 bills, $100 bills, 50, so on and so forth. And there's someone, you know, writing in like a journal, making plans on what they want to see and what they want to do. Okay. So take some time to plan, you know, regardless of the state that you're in right now, right? So you might not be where you want to be. So this is even more reason to do some abundance planning. You know, write down what you want to see for yourself, for your family, for your business, or whatever it may be. Okay. Let's see. Okay. And so from the rest deck, so the rest deck is created by a business called the Nap Ministry. I love it. So they're very serious about y'all laying down and getting you some rest. You know, when we lay down, when we rest, that's when our bodies repair itself. Like it heals itself. Like it gives the body enough time to do what it needs to do without us getting in the way in our waking life, you know? So it's very, very important. You know, we can't underestimate the power and the importance of rest. Okay, so this card says, I am expansive. I will rest. And the back of the card says, repeat this quietly to yourself. I refuse to let the systems have me, trick me, use me, or steal my rest. No human or system can tell me my own liberation is not possible. I don't belong to grind culture. I will rest. Speak these words whenever you feel grind culture robbing you of your energy and time. I know that's right. Because, you know, especially on social media or just people's personal opinions, you can literally think that you're not doing enough, that you're not good enough because other people may be, quote unquote, working harder than you. Or, you know, like, well, I don't get no sleep, team, no sleep. And baby, we could tell. We could tell from the bags under your eyes and, you know, the lack of, you know, clarity in your voice and just the way that you move. You know, sometimes we don't move our sharpest and our best when we're not getting rest. You know, so things to consider. Okay, so I have an additional rest deck card. We have, the more sleep I have, the more I wake up. Okay. It says, I will stay in rest. Let's see what they mean by that. The back says, productivity is a myth. There is no need to rush at this moment. Make time to sit with your eyes closed for 10 minutes. Rest your eyes. Focus on your breathing. Visualize warm softness wrapping around you like a fluffy blanket. Let the sounds in the room wash over you. You can just be. I love this card because I realize like I'll get a little anxious and feel like I can't sit still for like 10 minutes. Like I'm like, but I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do that. But it's like, Carrie, you have spent the last 15 to 20 minutes, you know, going in circles in your mind about the things that you need to do. Okay. So you've wasted the time, you know, if that's the way you want to look at it already. And if you were to spend that time intentionally getting quiet in your mind, you'll be surprised like the way that like your thoughts and stuff begin to like settle and become a lot more clear, right? So the best way to describe it, like the things I experience, you know, the things in my mind, I also experience them very viscerally. Like I feel it in my body. So oftentimes that's the best way to describe how certain things feel. So when I have lots of mind chatter and stuff, I feel like I'm in my lower self, right? So it's kind of like I'm drowning. So it's like I'm underwater. And when I begin to meditate, I feel myself lifting higher and higher. And the higher I go, the quieter it gets. You know, like I'm not at like the ground level or below surface where all of the thoughts and worries and anxieties like live, right? And so when I think about meditation and getting into a meditative state, you know, that's how I visualize it. That's how it feels. So I'm going to sit there until I feel myself, you know, rising above, you know, the extra chatter, you know. And sometimes our environments can be the thing that is, you know, aiding or adding to the mind chatter, right? Because the energies are real. You know, when we are next to people, we are our auric fields, you know, which is the electromagnetic field that surrounds us. Like when people say, oh, like my aura, your aura is blue, it's pink, or whatever it may be, it's like it's that electromagnetic field that surrounds us, right? And it's information all within our auric fields. And that's why when we meet someone or around someone, it's like, oh, I don't feel right, the vibe, the energy is off. It's like, you know, you're exchanging information, and without words you can kind of get an idea for what's going on, right? And seeing if it meshes with you or not. And so, you know, sometimes someone can be anxious or worried or fearful about something, and you're in their energy or sharing space or household with them. You can pick up on those things too when you're thinking that, oh, is this mine? You know, maybe I am feeling this. When you can simply go outside, go into a different environment, and you're like, wait, I feel much lighter. I feel better, you know? When it comes to empaths, you know, people who feel and absorb other people's energies and stuff, like, hey, it's hard to confuse what's yours versus what is someone else's. So, you know, things to consider. Hope you guys enjoyed those cards. I'm going to pull one more self-care deck situation because, you know, it is the new year and it never hurts to have a little bit more words. Let's see. Okay, so connect with Earth. Yes, I love it. So what I said, go outside. You know, I won't hold you. It's cold. It's cold outside. So do that to the best of your abilities. Or even if it's just like spending more time with plants and animals. You know, if you have plants or things to water, living things that you can, you know, take care of and stuff, you know, that grows from the soil, you know, be around that too, or bundle up and go outside. Like sometimes that fresh, crisp air is exactly what we need, you know, versus just staying in the house and looking out the window. And I am talking to myself, okay? Because the way I avoid the cold air, like it is poisonous or something, I'm not trying to feel it. Okay, but that crisp air when I do go outside, you know, on my own terms, you know, very, very warm, then I'm all right. Okay, so this song is Weathered by Sailor.
Yeah.
Hey Memphis, I hope that you have been enjoying this hour with me. Well, let's say a little 45 minutes. I hope you have enjoyed this time with me. I have an announcement before we move on to the next show. So, there will be an open house event today at Groovy Gratitude from 1 to 4 p.m. Okay, we're welcoming home the creators of Memphis. That's what the flyer says. Okay, you'll be able to take a tour and view properties for rent by Jones Urban Development Co. And I want to say one of the developments or properties would be Malone Park Commons. So that's going to be super cool, located on 606 North Main Street. Okay, and so again, pull up to the open house event at Groovy Gratitude, which is 605 North 2nd Street, Suite 101. Okay, they have good food and beverages, I've heard. I need to pull up over there myself. Okay, so again, this is today. From 1 to 4 p.m., there will be live performances by Abel, Yella P, and Teal. Okay, good times ahead, y'all. There are so many new and exciting things happening in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, so let's make sure that we support local businesses. You know, and if you're curious and you don't know what's going on, this is a lovely environment to check out. You know, check out some new things. You know, get excited about your city. All right.
In Mojave, it's a wonder. Don't conceal it, I surrender. Let me feel it. I got water for your body. Rain and thunder, make it muddy. Body wonder, there's a violin. Fill